have a lot of crashes and failures, unfortunately, so.
Can you just remind me, I don't have to tick the no and okay thing until I finish writing,
right,
but it's only
yeah.
if I go back to it, I tick okay
It's
again.
Only when you change pages, before you move to another page, you tick that.
So if you've... If you're back to a page, then you tick it again to leave it for the second time.
Right. Whenever it's like it, the pen creates these little files for each page number, and so after you, after it has you know seen what you've written, you tick the OK to tell it which file to put that
so
information.
So if I'm working, if I've done a page, I'm on the second page. I tick it to say I finished that page, and I go back to it. So I can just write and then not tick until I finish writing again.
Right.
Yeah. So it's
right.
always after. You never
it's
have done it
after.
Before.
It's
right.
always after. Because each OK box is unique. So it, when you tick the OK box, it tells the pen, this is page 39, this is page 45.
Okay. I don't believe all this stuff is just
okay.
And you
sorry,
can go both sides.
Yeah, free to go.
Okay. Yeah, right. Where should we start?
Well, I think the first thing
what is... What have we got?
Well, the first thing I think is we need to sort out the call for abstracts or the call for
mm-hmm.
titles, because I think that's kind of overdue.
Right.
Yeah. So I volunteer to do that if you like.
Fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll do that by I think what is it, Thursday today. I'll do that by the end of the week anyway.
And you gonna, was it your idea to stick the bit in it where you say, you know, we're inviting like from quite a wide audience, we're going to give priority to linguists?
Yeah, we're going to do that, but I think we should probably send out separate calls. Okay, so we'll send one that won't... I mean, we could mention the fact that we're inviting other people, but I think it would probably just... I mean, it probably won't matter too much to... the other linguists that we're having other people there. We can mention it, but it's not going to be too essential, and we might actually just end up making them worry that you know they're going to lose their place or whatever.
Separate calls is a good idea,
but we do have to decide a priority thing, so that's something else we can look at a little bit later down the line. So that's the one for Ling, basically, and I'll send that out. I'll do that today or tomorrow. Now, Claire, that's the other thing. She can deal with the psychology people, probably. I reckon that's the best thing to do, because she'll know which email address to use and everything else. So if one of us could email Claire.
Yeah. Was that a volunteering? Yeah. Or
okay,
yeah,
so
right.
Robert,
yeah, well endowed.
So if Robert emails Claire, and we're going to need to decide exactly what she's going to say on there. We might need to just remind her of the dates, in case she doesn't know.
Yeah.
So she gets the dates right. I know she already knows that it's just anyone doing psycholinguistics, basically. So that's fine.
And that should kind of take care of itself as well. If she just sends one around to everyone, then only the psycholinguist will say what's for me.
Yeah, exactly. But then there's the rest of PPLS, and I think we need to decide whether
the text for the actual call, is she going to rework something or?
I think she should just write her own. Probably.
I think she might be glad to see kind of the one for linguistics.
Okay, so what we'll do,
that's always quite helpful.
I mean, the thing is that the main call will go out before she's got round to it anyway, so what I'll do is I'll copy it, I'll CC her on the
because I can't imagine there'd be an essential difference really between it.
No, there won't be. I just, the only thing I'm thinking is I want to make sure that it stands out as something applicable to them, that they don't go, oh, we're just getting rubbish from,
right, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want them to really know that it's addressed to them. And the good thing about Claire sending it is she's probably got a psych email address as well, and it might look a bit more relevant to them.
Not speaking anyway. They know her.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The
they know her, etc. So if I've CC'd the original one, then you can tell her that
mm-hmm.
that can be the basis for her email,
mm-hmm.
and just make sure that they know it's relevant to them, etc. Yes. And obviously in PPLS we've also got English language. Now in a way we could send out that first call to them just as part of the same email, because I think they're more likely to think it was relevant to them. I don't really know. I don't really
mm-hmm.
know what you think about that. But I think we definitely should open it up to English language. I think particularly at the moment, because they're really trying to sort of merge us into one subject area,
mm-hmm.
even though it should be meaningless because we're all part of school. I think that it does actually make a difference. And so I think we should invite them, but then we've still got the problem of priority issue. So, you know, probably what I was thinking is certainly second and third years absolutely need to be top
mm-hmm.
priority. But then there's a kind of awkward question of where we put first years, because they don't need to. If they want to, should they have priority?
Mm.
This is a kind of lower point, but it kind of crosses over with deciding what we're going to do when we
Well, do we have an idea of how many people we're going to actually have at the whole thing? Any kind of, because
well,
I think it seems to me to be quite obvious when we just subtract the number of second and third year students,
yeah.
and then everything else is just I would favour doing it just on a first come first serve basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's send out the call as soon as possible, see what reactions we get, and then.
Okay.
But I mean, if we're like,
see if
so
we have
I mean,
to put on some restraints.
We were going to do this thing for, I can't even remember, was it 2 or 3 days?
It's 3 days.
Okay, and so how many posters and talks
right.
have we been actually going to get in?
They were 20 minute talks with 10 minute question time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm.
and you can run two in a row. But probably
up
not
to three,
up
but
to three.
Don't
two,
exaggerate, yeah.
What do you think? Two in a row or three in a row?
If you do two in a row, then that's an hour, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then give it a 20-minute break, perhaps. Or
yeah. I mean, the thing is, every time we have a break, there's a question of whether we actually serve coffee and biscuits and things, because that's the kind
I'm
of normal thing to do.
If we go for, say, I'm thinking a slot of 1.5 hour each, so 3 lectures each, that will be 3 per day times 3 will be 27.
So are you saying have, say, 3 sessions in a row,
mm-hmm.
and then do that twice in the morning and twice in the afternoon? So that'd be
once
six
in the
hours.
Morning, twice in the afternoon.
Oh, so just have 1.5 hours in the morning?
Yeah. I mean, or twice in the morning, once in the afternoon.
I mean, would 6 hours a day be pushing it? Not necessarily, because I mean the good thing is,
would we get that many people wanting to give talks?
Well, I suppose what we can do is think about the structure now and say, right, what's the maximum we
mm-hmm.
can do? So I think that's about as much as we could do, to have 1.5 hours, then have a coffee break, then have 1.5 hours, then have lunch, 1.5 hour coffee break, 1.5 hour, and so that would be 18 hours of talks overall, wouldn't it? But what do we say?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 36 talks,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Maximum 36. Okay, let's just put this in.
How many second and third year students are there?
Uh, Well, I could look, because I've got that. There's the list, isn't there, of postgraduates that I maintain in linguistics. There are probably about 30 on there.
Right, okay.
But a good number of them are first years, and I don't know. I mean, just to get an idea, are you planning on talking?
No.
No, are you planning on?
No.
And I'm probably not. So there's a good chance that almost none of the first years are going to volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had, say, 20 linguistics, and even then, I mean, there are quite a few people who are abroad and who won't bother to turn up or can't make it or whatever. So, you know, it might be that we only get, say, 15 anyway, and then we could be left with 15 blocks for the rest of PPLS. So at least we know that we've got an absolute limit of about 36 talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also going to be having posters, aren't we? And I should imagine that most people rather do a poster than get a
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the coffee breaks will be for, and maybe lunch times, but coffee breaks are probably more like are going to be a better time because people will hang around, whereas people are more likely to go off somewhere for lunch, aren't they?
Yeah, but wouldn't we want to actually just like dedicate an afternoon or a morning
yeah.
to being
yeah.
a poster session?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Poster session is a good idea because just the people presenting the posters are there and can say something about it. Actually, there's always a problem again. Then the people who are presenting the posters don't get around to go and look at others' posters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
let's
see
I mean
about
people
that.
Kinda like generally sort them out themselves, that sort that out themselves. I mean it's the thing about posters, unless you kind of say, you know, if your name's in the
yeah.
first half the alphabet you can move and the other ones can't.
So how long should a poster session be? Like, how long will people want to mill around for looking at?
I'd make it a whole morning or a whole afternoon. I mean, just because, like, ones that I've been to as well, people tend to kind of come and go from them. I'd say either a whole morning or a whole afternoon, at
okay.
least, but that's just based on the ones that I've been to.
So that means we could have 30 talks plus 1 a.m. or p.m. of posters. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we could probably get quite a few in there. At least six, anyway.
At least six.
At least six posters.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
So
yeah,
during
yeah.
the session, like how many can you have going on at once?
Well, that's just kind of dictated by the size
wall
of the
space.
Room, really, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, would we have poster boards, or is it just going to be posters on the walls?
Do we have any information?
I should have found this out. Are you guys second years or first years?
First years.
You're both first years. So none of us have been to this before.
No.
Right.
I've been to Durham Postgraduate Conference,
mm-hmm.
and I mean every conference I've ever been to, the posters have always been in the coffee break, which is why. Probably because normally they're limited on space, aren't they?
Actually, we have a message here from Mitz about the poster session.
Yeah.
Poster session was introduced in 1999 as part of the main conference. In 2000, it was held separately in October. The intention was to use it as a way to introduce incoming postgrad students to the department's research culture. However, I did not pursue this idea the following year because the comments I received from students in 2000 were generally discouraging. On the other hand, I later learned that some students did find the October poster session quite a useful experience. My suggestion, therefore, is to re-examine the idea of poster session altogether and find a better way to implement it, if there seems to be enough interest in it.
Well, I think keeping it alongside the conference is possibly one way of
yeah.
maintaining
Last sentence.
Interest.
One possibility is to put it back in the main conference and let people choose between a paper presentation and a poster.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's definitely the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best idea. I can imagine it would seem a bit random just to have like a poster session and yeah, just have a poster session. What would be at the beginning? So I suppose, is it normally second years do it, like just after they've come back for this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the October thing?
That's what it would be, I think.
I thought, well, it seemed to me that he was saying that everyone would do it because its goal was to give the new intake.
Yeah,
but I don't think he means that it would be that first years who have only just arrived would do a post.
Oh, no,
be odd,
yeah.
Okay, so at least
well,
anyone
a poster
who's
I might do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I might do. I still am a little bit doubtful, but so that's good anyway. So we've got an idea. I think there's 30 talks and say 6, 10 posters, whatever we can manage to fit in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at where we're going to hold it. We could have it in B9, but there's things all over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
There are those pictures that run
all
the way
these
around. So can we take the pictures down? Can we use B9 for the posters?
Well, we should find out if generally they use poster boards. If there are some poster boards that we can get hold of, then that's
mm-hmm.
alright.
Okay, so poster boards. And what I'll do, I'll email Mitz about that, okay?
Okay.
Write into the call that we are considering the idea of having a poster session.
Mm-hmm.
So people can indicate would they prefer to give a poster or a talk.
Yeah, okay.
But the ultimate decision is on our side because we have to see how does it work out with the poster session.
Okay.
How does it work out with the talks?
Well, what we'll do is we can just say if you want to do a talk, then just say so, and if you want to do a poster,
mm-hmm.
then say you want to do a poster, and we can
yeah.
sort of base it around that.
Yeah.
And if we get absolutely tons of people wanting to do posters, and we don't think there's a, you know, everyone's kind of done it as a cop out,
mm.
then we
mm-hmm.
might have to sort of say to them, well, you know, would you consider doing a talk
yeah.
instead?
Yeah.
Because
particularly
the
yeah.
second and third years, because we need more talks, and just
mm.
you know, do it like that.
Yeah.
We could even say something like, you know, first years might want to give a post or something like that, because I don't know, maybe that's a bad idea.
Just throw a general suggestion at them, see
yeah.
what happens.
Okay. Okay, so we got some sort of idea of structure and how many talks we're going to be able to have.
Well, the maximum. I mean, I guess that will evolve when you get a response from
yeah.
people.
Okay,
that's fine, isn't it?
So, so English language we'll put on the main call, and I'll just kind of market it as a linguistics and English language or
mm-hmm.
something like that, I think.
And is the other main group then philosophy?
Yes, and informatics, we've got to
yeah.
think about as well. So I had a look at whether they do philosophy of language and logic and stuff here, and they kind of do. There's about 3 or 4 full-time members of staff that list philosophy of language as a major
mm.
interest. So chances are they're going to have some PhD students that are interested. So do we think we should invite them? I think I'd be surprised if we got sort of 4 out of them. I think that would be
mm.
still
amazing if we did. So
yeah.
I think it's probably worth it. I don't think we're going to get inundated with
yeah
requests. So I think it's worth asking them.
Asking philosophy?
Yeah.
I think informatics would...
I mean, I think informatics is definitely worth asking. There's CSDR and
mm-hmm.
HCRC.
Mm. I mean, I'm thinking that the informatics potentially is quite a big response.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, might be interesting stuff coming in. With something recently about, I think, somebody's master's project to
look in how far English is actually, or in how far English is a shaping influence on programming languages.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it is.
Would we want to ask them and put some kind of like proviso in to make it specific to sort of preemptively weed out the numbers, or should we just say to
them,
"Oh, you know,
have
a thing about language"?
It would be nice.
Think about
it. It would be nice to do it. The thing is, we can't afford to bias it towards any particular kind of linguistics, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
because it's such a because of the way our department is, then. We're supposed to sort of embrace all kinds. In fact, even by inviting people from informatics and from, or maybe from philosophy and things, it might bias it in a particular direction. But I don't know. It's probably not too bad. I think that between philosophy, informatics, and psychology, you've probably got quite a lot of breadth there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is. The one thing is, the only kind of people doing anything like applied linguistics are the applied linguists themselves and people in sociology with an
mm-hmm.
interest in language, and I don't think we'll be inviting them. But I don't think that's too bad, because the first thing is, there's a good reason for inviting everyone in PPLS, because we are in one school. And then the fact that we also invite people from informatics, I suppose it's just that we do have pretty strong ties with them. I don't think anyone would be too offended. I hope not. So what kind of proviso can we put on? I mean, we could just say outright anyone in their third year or anyone in their second or third year. But I don't know.
Hmm.
Or we can just, you know, take whatever we get and pick the best between us, which is
Let's just do that. Seems most straightforward. Yeah, just so we could just send them a general thing, say the linguistics department's having this conference and would like to invite postgraduates from informatics.
You're going to email Claire.
Yeah.
So who wants to send something out to informatics?
I'll do that, that's fine.
Yeah. Alright.
And should I get in touch with philosophy as well?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, so what you want to say is, anyone who wants to give a talk on logic or philosophy of language, but put a warning that if it's logic, then there's a good chance that
no one will understand,
or not that many. I mean, maybe if you just put, just put philosophy of language. That's probably good.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
or just already
send them a thing saying the linguistics department is having. Postgraduate thing. So if you're a philosophy student with, you know, and your work has got an interest in language, then
that's all you do. I think that's as much as we need to say. That's right. So you've got to work out
just sending them your call for papers and changing it slightly to say,
mm-hmm.
dear philosophy students.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what you want to do. as long as it's clear from the subject bar that it's relevant to them, and that it says somewhere that for philosophy students with an interest in language, and that's it. And then between us, we'll have to have another meeting. And I mean, at the same time as we're sorting through all the other titles and deciding how to divide up the sessions.
Mm-hmm.
See, someone suggested to me that it's actually better to have talks on a similar topic spread out as much as possible, which to me just seemed absolutely crazy. And the reason she gave me was something to do with taking out like a whole day or a whole afternoon would be quite difficult. But I think that balanced against the fact that most people want to be able to say, well, look, I can have just this one day off, as opposed to, well, I need an hour over 3 days, you know, an hour each day for 3 days. You could end up having to take 3 afternoons or 3 mornings or whatever off. So I think in general, and also for the sake of the lecturers, I think a lot of the time Simon Kirby's already said to me that any of his students, he wants to be on the first day, on the Wednesday, right? And that's because I shifted it, I basically had it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday to begin with. and then it moved down twice to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Wednesday is the only day left that he can make.
Oh, I see. Right, he wants them there because so he can make it. Okay.
Yeah. So, and the other thing is, when we get some calls, say we have, for instance, three people supervised by Bob Ladd, then it might be that then we are going to have to contact Bob and say, Bob, these three of your students are going to be talking. Presumably you want to be there, so can you give us a time that would be good for you, and then we can put them in a block at one time, because he says, yeah, okay, Thursday afternoon I've got completely free.
I think
we do need to stick everyone together, particularly if they've got the same supervisor. And it's also good if talks are on the same topic for a whole morning or a whole afternoon, because then people will come along and go, oh, this morning it's all on phonology, or this morning it's all on applied linguistics, and then as much as possible anyway.
I think that's, so far it's just a general statement of interest, what we intend to do, what we actually get to do with you later when we have the stuff.
Yeah. Now, we need, if I'm going to send out this call, we need a deadline for titles. So, what should we say? Something like, because we need a deadline for titles and a deadline for abstracts. So let's set the latest deadline, the sort of abstracts deadline first, because we need to have a meeting, and that's going to be when all the real work starts.
Yeah.
So what's the absolute latest? I mean, maybe the end of
2 weeks ahead. End of March.
End of March might be okay.
Yeah.
I'm going away for 2 weeks on the 4th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm coming back just in time for the conference. So any organising, at least stuff where I need to be, I need to meet physically, has to be done before that.
Yeah, and I will be away probably until Easter, so this actually means we have the week directly after Easter between my coming back and you leaving.
I tell you one thing, it's starting on the Wednesday and the first day back is Tuesday. I think I'm coming back, I'm trying to get this right, hopefully I'll be back in time that we'll be able to do something the day before. I think I'm going to be back, might even have to come in the evening, but that's not the end of the world. But we might have to set some things up, like maybe just get the chairs organised or whatever. We might actually have to go into the rooms and get things ready. And there's going to be other things like getting the technology ready. So not only is there a pressure to have talks that are on a similar topic together, but also if people need the same kind of computer setup, it's good to have them together so we don't have to keep changing it. So, because I think it was Cedric has already offered to do whatever we need him to do, but he just needs to know in advance what people need so that he can be there and get it ready for them. So I think when
people, what kinds of things do you think people are actually going to need?
Well, hopefully most people will either have something like PowerPoint, or they'll just have PDF slides or something. Hopefully no one will have anything too specialised.
In my experience, what you usually should have is some kind of, what's it, overhead?
Yeah.
Thingo, Beamer. In some cases we might, if it's really tough, we might be in need of some sound system.
I mean, if you did, hasn't B9 got all of that?
Yeah, it's got a lot in
there,
but I think it does take a little bit of, I mean, I think sometimes maybe people need to be in Linux rather than Windows, and so booting them out is sometimes an issue, I think. But I think what we should say is, when I put out this call, I'll put both deadlines, and I think I'll say that when you send in your abstract, you need to mention any technology you intend to use, so that at least we have all the information. Yeah.
Yep.
So, so deadlines. Okay, so let's think about this. If we gave them a whole month or just over a month, then that would be okay, wouldn't it? Because we've still got Oh no, it wouldn't be okay at all. If we gave them the whole month, that would give us hardly any time. So
Mm-hmm.
if we gave them, say, till mid March,
yeah.
that would be good. So give them something like 10 days or whatever to get the title in, and then give them a week on top of that to get the actual abstract done. And the abstract doesn't have to be much, it's probably only half a side of A4 or something,
mm.
isn't it? Just enough that we can see whether it's interesting or what
yeah.
kind of area it fits into. That's all we really need.
Mm-hmm.
See, ideally I would like to have given them a bit longer, but I think
nah,
that would be okay.
No way anymore.
Okay. So, unfortunately I don't have a calendar.
Neither do I.
You're going to send that Ben crazy.
That's true. No, it's, I think it's okay when you're not writing on there. Oh no, it's 28th. This month, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, if we have it like a Monday the 14th, it would be quite good for the final deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if I send it out tomorrow, we'll say something like the 11th. Or maybe the 4th would be good. So give
the
them
title deadline?
Yeah, a week for the title, and then they would have about 10 days from then to actually get the abstract in. Does that sound reasonable?
Why not just give them a week to the abstract? I mean, I'm just thinking about...
Just put it here, yeah? The 11th, a bit earlier. So I'm saying a week
oh,
from
no,
when
no,
I send
no,
it
I was
out.
Saying just give them a bit longer to get back with the title. So they get back with the title by the 7th. Or do we need 10
that would
days
be a week anyway.
Yeah.
That would be a week anyway. But you can give them 10 days to get the title.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
give them, it depends which way around you want to do it. So what's going to take them longer actually to decide what they're going to do and send the title, or is it going to be on the basis of the title do they want more time to write the abstract?
I think if they're really serious, to be a bit late with the title might not be bad because it will help them to.
So give them the 7th,
yeah?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So so Monday the 7th is the title, and this presumably will apply across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Monday the 14th for the abstract.
And we've got an email address to send all this to, haven't we? Or was it?
Well, we kind of have. We were given...
Getting access to the... the account.
The only thing is it's accessing the account. They can send it to PGC at Ling.
Yeah.
As long
yeah.
as we can get the.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll do then. I'll go and see Mike today and get the password and everything because we possibly have it, but I'll just sort that out with him. Because if we're going to tell everyone to email PGC, then we have to make pretty sure that we can actually access the
mm.
account and that it's operational and stuff. Because so far I've just been using my own email address, but it would be better. It's quite easy
mm-hmm.
to send from an email address because you can send from any email address you like. It's
yeah.
just the fact that you need to, just the fact that when they reply to it, you need to be able to access it. So I already tried it once, and I'm sure they gave us a password. And I even actually. Oh well, that's it.
We've
now.
Got it all
no
written
problem.
Down.
That's it. So does it. I mean, you may already know, but the thing is, if you want to send this call for abstracts, you know, when you do the philosophy and thing you want, then if you want to send from PGC, then, I mean, you might already know, but you can go, if you did it from webmail, you can just create a new account for yourself, and where it says it actually has a send from address, and you can just put PGC and
mm-hmm.
link, and just do it that way, or depending on your normal email client, you might be able to do it, but... It doesn't matter too much.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do is just fill in the reply to address as PGC.
Yeah.
Depending on what you want to do. But that's what I'll do. I'll send it from PGC, so if anyone replies, it will just go to that account, and any of us can access it at any time. Presumably, you can access this up from webmail, or you know, or IMAP or whatever.
Should I take care of the web page?
Yeah, if you want to create a web page and just copy my email into it or something, and anything
mm-hmm.
else you might want to
yeah.
do, and then later on we can put the program in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So,
I'm running out of time.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
No.
Oh, so am I. Is it five? Is it?
It's not
two?
Quite. It's two,
not
3 minutes.
Quite
two.
Well,
you got something for two, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, very quickly then, can we arrange a new time to have a meeting? Do you think we need to? How long do you think until we need to meet again? Have we got enough to be getting on with? We probably have, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, that's just.
So I mean maybe I mean ideally I suppose we'll meet again here so we can arrange with Melissa
yeah.
and we'll just send out an email, okay?
Yeah, yeah, no, that would be cool. Okay, so I mean I won't get in touch with Philosophy, or I won't send anything to Philosophy and Informatics till I've got your email. So
yeah,
I'll just
that's right.
A modified version of that. I'll try and get a good address to send it to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that was a note, and I'm okay.
I think latest, so it's a call is out.
Yeah.
Because then we have the call thing, we have that away, and we have the board organizatory stuff, like, do we know about chairs, tea, and stuff?
Yeah.
All right, we finished.
Okay.